I'm David Castleman.
I'm Kate Botello, and you're listening to The Green Room, a weekly conversation about arts and culture from Interlochen Public Radio. We're just getting started on our summer drive for listener support here at IPR, and we'll talk more about that in just a little bit.
Spoiler alert, it involves money.
Yes, it does. But in the meantime, David, listen to this.
Green Acres is the place to be. Living is the life for me.
Have you ever wanted to make like the characters on the old sitcom Green Acres, just cash it all in and take off for wilder climbs?
Well, I do live and work here in the Northern Woods, so I sort of feel like I already have in some ways.
Sure, fair enough. But one guy did exactly that, pulling a move right out of Green Acres. He traded a glamorous Hollywood career for a pig farm.
In 2006, Levi Muhlenberg approached his professors at Northwestern Michigan College with a unique dilemma.
I got this job opportunity to like go on tour with Madonna for 6 months and perform in her show. So is there a way that I can like take an incomplete in this class and just finish it later?
Grade or no grade, Levi took the job. He had 3 days to wrap up his life in Michigan and head to L.A. for the start of the six-month tour. There's a live performance video online of Madonna's song, Jump. When the music starts, you see four shirtless guys run out on stage in absolutely perfect choreography. They're swinging on an elaborate 40-foot jungle gym and doing acrobatic flips in a style known as parkour.
I'm the bald, really pale one that's doing parkour.
Levi grew up in Traverse City, Michigan. He and his friends had started making parkour videos in their late teens, filming themselves doing triple flips from one rooftop to another and vaulting over dumpsters and city walls like urban acrobats. Levi said it's all about momentum, agility, and gracefulness. His videos took off. They became hugely popular. He even helped start a website called AmericanParkour.com.
And through some of those online videos, we started to get like opportunities, just kind of out of the blue.
In his early 20s, he appeared in commercials for big companies like K-Swiss, Ford, and Toshiba. And he stood in as a stunt double in Hollywood productions like The Avengers and The Bourne Legacy. He was living a life of luxury, expensive cars, fancy food, movie shoots in exotic locations. Levi could barely believe his great fortune. But after a few years, the magic started to fade.
You know, there wasn't as much of my own creative input in like stunt jobs and stuff. It was sort of like, I'm just like a monkey that just, they tell me what to do and I do it. Monkey, jump here, go here, swing here. And I just do it.
He felt shallow. When he was in the Philippines for a film shoot, he explored the area outside the swanky hotel that was in the business district of Manila. What he saw had a real impact on him.
Miles and miles of squalor. Of just people living in like cinder block and shanty hut things that are stacked on top of each other. Just like really, really terrible living conditions. And it was like you had to like really intentionally put on blinders, you know, to not see all these other people.
So what are you doing right now?
Oh, right now I'm just cleaning out the bedding in the chick's little brooding house, which is really quite gross.
Levi and his fiance live on a few acres just a couple miles from Lake Michigan. They raise heritage breed hogs, ducks, and poultry. After that experience in the Philippines, Levi looked for ways he could become more self-sufficient. 4 years ago, he started working the land.
You know, I was kind of questioning like everything in my entire life. So it's like, I just need to come home, like reconnect with my family, reconnect with where I grew up, and just like figure this out.
Levi measures success in contentment and community. He says he doesn't have any regrets about the past. And now he knows what's true to him. And he gets to do it every day.
Can you see yourself doing this 10 years from now?
Oh, yeah. I'm doing this till I'm dead. There's no stopping.
For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Christopher Chimsek.
Christopher, Christopher Chemsack was part of our Transom Storytelling Workshop at the Interlochen College of Creative Arts. He lives in Asheville, North Carolina.
You're listening to The Green Room from Interlochen Public Radio. Now, to remind you, a green room is a place where artists hang out before or after a show. A room with a couch, snacks, maybe a mirror.
And our show is like an imaginary green room where we talk about arts and culture. So our show title is a little ironic, as at IPR, we have neither green room nor couch.
But that's okay, because our green room is virtual. It exists in the mind. We've already talked about rejection and demon barbers, seamstresses, hobbit houses, imperial stormtroopers, brown M&Ms, you name it, all without a physical space. So today, we're raising money to spruce up our virtual IPR green room.
So let's be artsy about it. You know the Wallace Stevens poem, 13 Ways of Looking at a Blackbird? So imagine four walls. Here are 13 ways of looking at the color green.
Apple.
Shamrock.
Pine spring.
Tequila lime.
Spring meadow.
Sweet pea.
Cucumber.
Pickle.
Blooming grove.
Baby fern.
Celadon.
Iguana.
Hint of mint. And once we've picked out just the right shade of virtual green, we can start thinking about that virtual couch. Let's see, what should it be, Kate?
Sectional.
Chesterfield.
Lawson style.
Mid-century modern.
English.
Bridgewater.
Camelback.
Cabriole.
Chaise.
Futon.
Divan.
Settee.
Love seat. Now, I don't know about you, but the green room in my mind will be hint of mint with a divan.
I'm thinking about maybe iguana for the walls with a futon.
Nice.
But however the green room looks in your mind, you can support it right now. Your money sustains all the quality arts and culture programming at Interlochen Public Radio.
We hope you'll help keep our green room shiny by clicking the Donate Now button at interlochenpublicradio.org or by calling one of our volunteers at 800-442-9422.
And in your mind, you can paint the green room any color you want, as long as it's green.
This has been The Green Room from Interlochen Public Radio. The show was produced by Brock Mormon and Michael Culler. Sally Isley is our executive producer. I'm Kate Botello.
I'm David Castleman. See you next time. Spreading out so far and wide. Keep Manhattan, just give me that country.